This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. McDonald's is responding after reports that people have gotten sick eating there. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
A deadly E. coli outbreak is being linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. The CDC says at least 49 people have gotten sick in 10 states, from Wisconsin to Oregon. One person has died. Colorado has the most cases. An older person in that state died. Among those taken to a hospital, a child with severe kidney complications. Everyone interviewed by the CDC in connection with the outbreak reported eating at McDonald's before becoming sick, and most mentioned eating Quarter Pounders. Investigators are focusing on onions and beef. McDonald's says it may be onions from a single supplier. Slivered onions and beef patties used for Quarter Pounders have been removed from McDonald's in the affected states, and the burgers may be temporarily unavailable in those states. I'm Ed Donahue.
Just about 2 weeks to go now until Election Day. Political analyst Chris Galdieri on just how close this race is between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
This is really shaping up to be one of the closest presidential elections I've seen. In a lot of ways, it reminds me of the home stretch of 2000, where it was really difficult to get a sense of whether George Bush or Al Gore was ahead.
Air raid sirens across Tel Aviv this morning as Secretary of State Antony Blinken got ready to end a visit. Smoke could be seen in the sky above the hotel where Secretary Blinken was staying. The smoke apparently from a projectile that was intercepted. LeBron James and Bronny James became the first father and son to play in the NBA together when they checked into the game together in the second quarter of the Los Angeles Lakers season opener. Fernando Valenzuela, the Los Angeles Dodgers ace, has died. He was 63. No details. This is AP News. Denny's is closing some restaurants. The AP's Mike Hempen with what this is about.
Denny's plans to close 150 restaurants by the end of next year. The company says it's closing about 10% of its lowest performing restaurants in an attempt to turn around the brand's flagging sales. About half of the closures will occur this year, with the rest happening in 2025. Denny's Chief Global Development Officer Stephen Dunn says in some cases the restaurants are no longer in good locations. He says other locations saw traffic shifts during the pandemic that have yet to reverse. On Tuesday, Denny's reported its fifth straight quarter of year-over-year declines in same-store sales. Those are sales at locations open at least a year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Thinking about buying a new car? The average price of a new car is now more than $47,000. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.